This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, a Republican who joins us today to talk about the latest developments in the financial reform debate, as well as some other key issues that are being discussed up on Capitol Hill. And Senator, thanks so much for your time today, as always.
Greg, it's always good to be with you, and thank you for focusing the attention on this financial regulation bill.
Absolutely right. Well, financial reform was pretty much the theme of the day on Tuesday, in addition to the second vote that the Democratic leadership tried to get the floor debate going on their version of reform. We also had the Goldman Sachs hearings. Ultimately, the vote on Tuesday was the same on Monday, and we're expecting another one here on Wednesday. The Democrats, of course, are saying that Republicans, by not allowing this to move to the floor, are being obstructionist and are just defending status quo on Wall Street. What do you say to that?
Well, every Republican wants financial reform. We want to fix what caused the financial collapse in our country. Unfortunately, what the president and Senator Dodd are proposing is just another massive bill that doesn't keep the promises on the label. It doesn't even address the main causes of the financial breakdown. It doesn't address the low lending standards that are forced by government. It doesn't even affect Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that helped to create the subprime problem. It doesn't do anything about the Federal Reserve's easy money policy that helped create the housing bubble. What it does do, though, is it uses the excuse of financial crisis to reach down and begin to regulate community banks, credit unions, thousands of businesses that had nothing to do with the financial problems. In fact, they're the ones that can get us out of this. And it creates a whole new government agency within the Federal Reserve that Americans already don't trust because it's so secret. There's just very little about this bill that we can trust, and it actually does set up a special class of big banks that are going to be treated differently if they fail, and it sets up another bailout situation that can even bypass Congress. So there are a lot of reforms that we need to fix things, but until the Democrats are willing to try to work in a reasonable way, Republicans are going to stick together. The president is trying to stick this down our throats and down the throats of the American people, but it's going to hurt our economy, and it's not going to fix the problem.
Senator, we heard this morning, I believe it was from Senator Johanns, and others have said this as well, Senator Corker and some others, Senator Shelby, that the two sides were pretty close to a deal on this, and then the White House intervened and basically said this is the way we're going here, and that's when the potential deal really fell apart. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I'm on the Banking Committee, and I've worked with Senator Shelby and Corker and Johanns, I've never seen a committee working together in a more bipartisan way. We'd actually had paired up Republican and Democrat working on different sections, some working on derivatives and some working on how to resolve failing companies. I thought we were moving towards a good bill until Chris Dodd went to the White House and the president essentially said he wants this new government agency in the Federal Reserve that they call consumer protection, but what it is a takeover of the financial and credit system. This seems to be the president's way. It's not about fixing the problem, just like with health care. It's about getting more federal control over something. And in this case, it is really going to hurt the ability of American companies to do business and be competitive globally. So we know it'll affect jobs. But the president is the one who put the kibosh on working together, and now he's trying to use the mainstream media to confuse the American people. The fact is, I think he thinks Americans are stupid, and he's going to play this out until he gets a headline in every paper that Republicans are obstructionists. The fact is, he's the one who's obstruction real bipartisanship.
Do you get the sense, Senator, that the Republican conference is going to weaken on this, or are we just going to see a series of votes that pretty much end up the same way here, and the Democrats don't get their 60 votes?
Well, I would be surprised if he keeps putting the same bill without any changes on the floor, because it doesn't make sense for any Republican to change their vote. They're trying to proceed to a bill that would be almost impossible for us to amend, because just like with health care, if the Democrats vote in block, we can't pass any amendment once it gets to the floor. So it's really a false promise about any open debate. And we know if we let this thing go to the floor the way it is, that there's no chance for us to really fix it. So that's why we're holding the line right now. And if the president would get out of the way, I think the Democrats on the Banking Committee would work with us.
We're talking with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. Want to get his thoughts on a couple other issues before we run out of time here. The big debate, of course, that's happening nationally and will probably hit Capitol Hill again before the end of the year is immigration, based on what the legislature out in Arizona did. Obviously, a fierce debate on both sides of the issue. What do you expect to happen in Washington, and what do you make of what happened out in Arizona?
Well, the problem the folks in Arizona and Texas and a lot of other states have is the federal government is not doing its job to protect and defend American citizens. If we can't control our borders, we can't have a safe country. And certainly we can't have any rational immigration policy if we can't control who comes and goes. You've had tens of thousands of Mexicans killed on their border because we won't control ours. The arms smuggling, drug smuggling, worker smuggling, human trafficking has increased because of the failure of the federal government to do its job. You know, I don't blame the people of Arizona of trying to do something because they're being overrun by not just folks who are coming to work, but people who end up in bringing a criminal element, drugs. If the federal government won't do its job, then I think you're going to see more and more states take a stronger hand against illegal immigration.
Another issue, Senator, that you are closely identified with is the Tea Party movement. We saw the most recent series of rallies around the country earlier this month on tax deadline day of April 15th. Another thing that you've done is get out front on some endorsements that go against the grain. You are among the first elected officials here in Washington to endorse Marco Rubio in the Florida Senate race. He's clearly the front runner now, and Charlie Crist may not even stay in that race. You've also gone against the establishment grain in Indiana by supporting Marlon Stutzman against the likes of Dan Coats and others. What are you seeing in the mood of America that perhaps national party figures aren't?
Well, I want to make sure that not just Republicans, but all Americans have some good choices in this election. And if they really believe in limited government and trying to get the government to spend less and borrow less and create less debt, that there are good candidates who are going to carry that banner. And I saw that in Marlon Stutzman in Indiana, Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, certainly Marco Rubio, Chuck DeVore in California, Ken Buck in Colorado. We've got some good candidates who are really serious about stopping this reckless spending and this debt. Senate Conservatives Fund, which the website is senateconservatives.com, just has information about these candidates if people want to help them. They're all underdogs, at least they were when I picked them, but quickly Pat Toomey rose to the top, Marco Rubio rose to the top. Obviously, we hope Marlon Stutzman can come from behind in Indiana. We've got other good Republicans in the race, but Washington needs some fresh faces, some new energy, and some people who are really committed to fight the establishment here, and that's in both parties. And I'm just tired of waiting and seeing our country head over a cliff. So instead of just sitting back and accepting the ones that my party picks, if I see a better candidate, I'm trying to help them, and that's what SenateConservatives.com is doing. And so far, we've had some pretty good success.
Well, we'll keep watching. I know Indiana's primary is just days away now and other critical races to follow. Senator, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, thank you a lot.
As always, South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.